Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, your host and garden expert. I hope everyone had a great gardening week. We received a little bit of rain throughout the state, just sprinkles here and there. Not a lot, but a trace over here in Orlando. But coming up this next week, hopefully we're going to get a little bit more, between 30 and 50% chance of rain. I have my fingers crossed. Tomatoes are still going strong in our garden. We received about an inch of rain last weekend, and that really made all our plants happy. All the peppers have exploded, Gary. They're doing fantastic. And we need to harvest them as soon as possible. And I got a mystery on my hands. Lizzie?
Mm-hmm.
The case of the missing blueberries.
What? Wait.
I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. So good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing great. It's been a great gardening week. Today, I'm going to be at the City of Sanford's WaterWise event at Lowe's on 3780 South Orlando Drive in Sanford. I'll be there from about 9:30 to 1 p.m. You can bring me your photos. I can help you with landscape design, and I can even help you select some plants for your yard. So I would love to do that. I heard from Jim in Newberry on his gardening this week. Remarkably, it got down to 44 degrees there on Wednesday morning, but on Tuesday, after the cold front went through, he had 38 degrees last week.
Oh, wow. Talk about we already put all of our cold weather clothes up. What?
Exactly. And then another listener, Bob, said he had 33 on Tuesday morning. So Jim's pulled up most of his cold vegetables and he's composted them, which everybody should be doing. If you've got cabbages, any kind of kale and winter vegetables like that, then you're going to want to pull them. It's a little warm right now, so go ahead and throw those on the compost pile. And he's pulled all of his onions. That's what I want to do. I want to start growing onions. I got to get another container there. And so he started to pick his cucumbers, yellow squash. His lettuce and his tomatoes are still going strong. And Bob said he had a great harvest of carrots. So hopefully they'll get the rain they need this week, and hopefully everybody will. But I would love to hear how gardening, what's going on in your garden, and what you're growing, and how it's doing. Tom McCubbin touched base. He had over an inch of rain last weekend, too, in Orlando. And he's pulled out half of his broccoli. The other half are still doing well. And his tomatoes and peppers are doing good, too. So he's also growing corn, and it's chest high. So I'm a little jealous there. He's got a wonderful home garden. So my one disappointment this week, Lizzie, my mystery. Okay, so if anybody has some answers for me, I'd love to hear it on our text line, 23680. We have 7 large blueberry bushes full of blueberries from the beginning of March, and I've been chomping at the bit, just waiting to harvest them so that, you know, that we'd have a really great harvest. Literally over 100 blueberries on these 7 bushes. They were just wonderful. That's last weekend. I counted them. Okay, Wednesday, I had 3. It almost looks like somebody walked by and harvested them in the dark of the night. I think it might have been birds. You know, Jim said it might have been, cedar waxwings. There was no blueberries on the ground. There was no broken branches. There was no kind of like you notice when birds sit in a tree and they eat fruit, you see all their bird mess. There was nothing like that. The mulch wasn't disturbed. So where did my blueberries go?
I snuck in and got them.
See, I could believe that if there was footprints around the blueberries, but there was no, it's like somebody just swooped in and got them. Tom thought maybe somebody came by, you know, during the early morning and picked them. Well, I should have a camera out there.
The blueberry god said, not today, Teresa.
But you would think if there was squirrels, there'd be broken branches. But even with birds, you would think you would see some sign of it.
Yeah.
But just like overnight. So we don't have rabbits or deer in Orlando, you know, downtown Orlando. And so if anyone has seen cedar waxwings in their yard this week, go ahead and let me know that, because I think that could be the answer. I love cedar waxwings. So, yes, I'm disappointed in not harvesting my blueberries, but I'm even more disappointed that I didn't get to see those beautiful cedar wax wings. And so that's kind of sad for me. So if you'd like to go onto our Facebook page, I have a Facebook page and then also betterlawns.com. I have what to do in your landscape for the month of April. You can see all the chores listed. We've got just a little bit more than, you know, eight more days before April's over with. But, you know, you need to catch up. If you haven't, this is the time to do it. This week is going to be a great time to do it. Temperatures aren't going to be too hot. Get a little sprinkle here and there, and that will make it fun in the garden. So Arbor Day is April 28th this year. The day was the idea of Julius Sterling Morton, a Nebraskan journalist who later became the U.S. Agriculture Secretary under President Grover Cleveland. Morton was an enthusiastic promoter of tree planting, and he had long championed the idea of a day dedicated to just planting trees. Arbor Day was first celebrated in Nebraska on April 10, 1874, and in less than a decade, the idea for the holiday caught on in other sales, in other states. So by 1882, the observance had become a national event. Later in the program, just next coming up, I will be talking with the amazing Eva Monheim. She's a certified arborist, and her specialty is woody plants, planting trees, and pruning young trees to give to so they can grow healthy. Eva's coming up next. You don't want to miss her. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
World-class plant experts, beautiful flowers and foliage, a kid's zone, juried artists and crafters, free admission. Sounds pretty good, right? If you agree, then you won't want to miss the 61st Annual Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, April 29th and 30th at Kidland Nelson Park. Check out the incredible flowers and foliage, talk to plant doctors, and learn more about conservation. Plus, over 75 award-winning artists and crafters. Visit ApopkaArtAndFoliageFestival.org.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
How exciting does a scavenger hunt sound? Grab your friends and go on a wild quest.
Come on, guys, let's go.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission's Wild Quest is a free scavenger hunt taking place on wildlife management areas across the state, April 28th to May 7th. So grab your phone and join FWC on a wild adventure across Florida's best nature spots.
Look, a deer.
Complete missions and earn points for a chance to win cool prizes.
Go to FloridaWildQuest.com to play. That's FloridaWildQuest.com.
More than 50,000 distracted driving crashes occurred last year in Florida. And sadly, close to 300 people involved in those crashes never made it home. Distracted driving is dangerous driving. It puts everyone in danger. The text can wait. Put it down and focus on driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. That's 800-876-5235.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. In honor of celebrating Arbor Day next Friday, I wanted to talk to a tree expert. I immediately thought of Eva Monheim. Eva is a horticultural and environmental consultant. She's a garden coach, podcaster, and an award-winning educator. She's an instructor at the beautiful Longwood Gardens for the professional horticultural program where she teaches woody plants. Monheim is a certified arborist through the International Society of Arboriculture and a certified tree steward, and she joins us now. Good morning, Eva. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. Thank you so much for inviting me onto your show.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. Next Friday is Arbor Day nationally, and I wanted to have you on because you have a unique podcast where you discuss the goal of planting a trillion trees. So, Eva, how were you introduced to trees and decide to become an advocate and professor in horticulture and arboriculture?
Well, we always lived in the city in Philadelphia, but we were close to the park. So it wasn't uncommon for my mother to pack a dinner basket and we would go to the park for dinner. Instead of eating in the house, we would be outside or we would go to play in the creek along the wooded area. And then on weekends, we would go visit my mother's brother, who had a big farm. So they had lots of trees and woodlands. So that was an introduction to trees. And I think that it never left me.
Oh, I can just imagine. That sounds heavenly. So last year, I enjoyed my visit to the Longwood Gardens on my Brandywine Garden Tour. What is your responsibility there?
Well, when I first started there, I was asked to teach arboriculture. And I really enjoyed that. And I taught the theory part of it. And then the people that are arborists on staff there that were climbing, doing the climbing, because I don't do the climbing. I do the teaching and instructing and the groundwork. So it was so busy for the crews that they decided to hire someone from the outside to teach the lab portion. And over the years, the program kind of expanded and then it contracted. And, I was teaching woody plants then. I started teaching that course, which wasn't initially in the program. And so that was something I took on. And I was teaching two classes and it got to be a little bit heavy for my schedule. So I gave up the arboriculture to the gentleman who was the lab instructor. He teaches them climbing and everything. And I continue to teach the woody plant classes, which are extremely popular, and I have great students. It's the professional horticulture program, which is a 2-year program for people who want to go into the industry.
I love watching or seeing your photographs on Facebook and your students, and they look like they're having such a great time. So you also belong to the International Society of Arboriculture. What kind of certification do you need to belong to ISA?
Well, I think anyone can really belong to ISA, but if you are a certified arborist, which is their credential, it really takes you far. And that's actually how I wound up working at Longwood, because I was one of the very first people that they had that was a woman that had a certification in horticulture and in arboriculture. And so that's how I got the teaching position there. And it's a credential that he asks for experience in the field, which I worked at the university, so I had that experience. And, of course, I was leading, in earlier years, I was leading plantings in my own community and working with school groups planting trees and shrubs on the school grounds. So that really got me interested. And someone said to me, well, you need to get your certification. So I said, okay, what do I need to do? So I contacted the organization and got their list of to-dos, and I did them and took the test, and I passed. And I couldn't have done it without the support of the Pennsylvania Horticulture Society, which I belong to, and they are the ones that who have the Tree Tenders Program. So I actually worked with the Tree Tenders Program for a while for the Pennsylvania Horticulture Society. And that's going into communities and training, you know, anyone, homeowners, on how to maintain and plant trees. And typically they use plant bare root trees because they're the easiest, and anyone could pick one up and not have to have a big ball and burlap on it and plant it in front of their house.
Wow.
So that's a really cool thing.
Yeah, it is. And so you speak about being one of the first women to be certified in arboriculture. So how are women joining and becoming arborists more, and how is that changing the industry?
Well, when I took the test, I was one of five out of 275 people who were taking the test. So, you know, not that there weren't women in it, but it was very few, far between. And in my region, there were very few again. So it has changed dramatically. And I think there's more women now taking the test than men. And I really see that there's more urban forestry going on. And a lot of these positions are being filled by women. In fact, one of the best schools in the world for urban forestry is the University of British Columbia, and their department is almost all women. That's unheard of. And if you went back 20 years, that was unheard of.
Wow.
So now it's just growing like crazy. And more women are going into landscape architecture. So you have that, and, you know, between the architects, landscape architects, and the arborists, you know, when they're putting in designs, they'll call on, you know, women who are municipal arborists, because there's another certification. There's all different types of certification that you can get through ISA, and one of them is municipal arborist. And a lot of people are doing that because there's more and more jobs, especially with the new infrastructure bill, for people to work in urban forestry.
Wow, that's exciting. I love the idea of, you know, going in and being able to work outside and getting a career where you're developing or you're creating ecosystems or helping the planet with, you know, just adding more trees. So I love that. And so planting Plant a Trillion Trees podcast. That's the name of your program, the Plant a Trillion Trees podcast. Tell us about it.
Well, it was interesting because I was talking to Michael Durr, who is a plant. He's actually known globally for his work.
He's great.
And he's really fabulous. And he said to me, oh, I wish somebody would take up my cause for planting a trillion trees. And I said to him, well, why don't I do it? And he goes, okay. He said, I'm going to challenge you. Would you take that up? And I said, sure. So I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I later on decided, well, how about a podcast and let people know that, you know, it's really important that we do plant trees. And it took off from there. A colleague of mine that I knew from the community here in Philadelphia, who is an arborist, he's a climbing arborist. And he said, hey, I think I would like that and work with you. So it's nice to have both voices, a climber and then someone who's on the ground working. So we kind of balance each other out, and that's how it came to be. And we are currently in over 90 countries, and we have the most amazing guests on our show.
You do.
It just gives me goosebumps every time I'm interviewing someone, because It's so wonderful to talk to someone that you've admired your pretty much your whole professional life, and you have a chance to talk to them and really get, you know, get the answers that you've always wanted to ask them.
It is, and it makes such a big impact, and you're educating people from around the world, which is so important because in so many of these countries, trees are not valued as much or protected by law. So I just think that's it's a wonderful podcast, the Plant a Trillion Trees podcast. So where are you in your goal for planting a trillion trees?
Well, there's a new movement happening, and Teresa, I think you're going to hear more and more about it. It's called the Miyawaki method or the tiny forest method. It's going, making its rounds in schools right now, where you can take a parcel of school property or a parcel of a little area in your community and have the children plant trees that are small. They plant hundreds of small trees in a very small space. And what happens is they're planted about 18 inches apart. And they're, you know, they have the canopy trees as well as the understory trees and the shrubs all planted together at the same time. And most of the stuff is no bigger than a 1-quart container. But when they plant it, they start to compete with one another, and they grow at a much, much faster rate than a regular forest would through succession. So what happens is these tiny forests within 10 years are like a 50-year forest.
Wow.
And by the time 20 years comes, they're like a 100-year forest.
I love that idea.
Yeah, they're speeding up the process, and the plants duke it out themselves in that little pot. And what will happen is the first successional plants will grow the quickest. And then as they, you know, stay the other trees start to take off. So it actually is a successional process, but it's speeded up because everybody's there at the same time. It's not waiting for them to come in or grow in. They're all there at the same time.
Very cool.
And, yeah, oh, my gosh. And the look on children's faces is absolutely mind-boggling.
I'm sure it changes their life. Real quick, Eva, tell people where they can hear the Plant a Trillion Trees podcast.
You can hear it on all major podcast networks. And it's the Plant a Trillion Trees podcast.com. We have a website, and we have the live links there too. So you can listen to, you know, whatever venue you want to pick.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on and joining us and helping to educate the world on the importance of planting trees, not only on Arbor Day, but all throughout the year, Eva. Thank you so much. I will see you in Minneapolis this summer. We're going to be competing on decorating pots. I love that.
Yes, and thank you for all the work that you do.
I appreciate it, Eva. Take care, hon. We'll talk soon. That was Eva Monham, the Plant a Trillion Trees podcast. So I will be posting links to that on betterlawns.com. And it's a perfect time to call Lizzie, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hey, listen, are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage for a couple of $100 a month, call Bob right now. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049.
800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. That's 800-890-5049. Paid for by Term Direct.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We would love to hear from you. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680 with a perfect text message. That will be your first name, your city, and then also your question, of course. And so we would love to hear from you. And we did. I was talking about my mystery missing blueberries. And we had someone text in that they had over 100-plus young baby Satsuma oranges on their tree, and they said the tree could not hold one more bloom, and the little oranges were forming. The next time they looked, they were all gone.
I don't know. I have no clue. I mean, if it was a bear, at least you'd have, even like whenever I had the bear come through and eat all of our sunflowers, a whole huge row of them, but they weren't, there was no heads. There were three petals out of this entire row of the mammoth ones, but they weren't like broken or anything. You see what I'm saying? Like they just chomped them off, but it was his little belly done mowed him down though. So I don't. You mean you would see footprints, paw prints, you would see something.
Yeah. No, it's just amazing. It's like somebody just came right by and swooped down and got him. So very interesting. Now, the visual of seeing a bear coming by and eating sunflowers off of each one, that just strikes me as very funny. I would have loved to have had that on video. And, you know, so instead of having one sunflower seed, let's just eat the whole sunflower in one big gulp. But I know the oranges. Now, this, I've seen this before, is that the oranges, especially with fruit trees, that they will drop what they can't handle. And sometimes it happens like every few years when it gets such an abundance of, you know, fruit forming that the tree says, no, not this year. I'm not going to do it. And the, you know, drought could have affected that. But you would think with the blueberries that you would have seen them fall. And these were full size, not little wee green ones like the citrus, the satsumas, the little green oranges are green and they fall down on the ground and you can't see them. And I'm sure you're probably going to get two or three out of that, you know, hundreds of blooms and fruit that did form. You're going to get some citrus out of them. You just can't see them right now. Hopefully that's the case. But with the blueberries, you can see them. And, you know, I mean, these were full, big, huge, juicy blueberries. So let's go to Nancy and Coco. Good morning, Nancy. Thank you for calling. How are you?
Yes. Good morning, Teresa. I'm well. What got your blueberries were bats.
Bats?
Yes. Yes, she's right.
Bats.
Yep. I had a full stalk of bananas, the little Cavendish bananas, about 60 up on the stalk. And my husband went out to cut the stalk down so we could start enjoying them. And when he came back in, there was not a single banana on the stalk. And, of course, the mulch underneath was not disturbed. There were no footprints. It was bats.
Nancy, you should see her face. Her chin is on the table right now.
I never even thought of that. Wow. That's really interesting. Oh, my goodness. I never thought. Now, bananas. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go and look at that. So tonight when I come out at dusk time, I'm going to see, because we do probably have bats because we're in the city.
Yeah. You still have them. Yes.
Yeah. Nancy, thank you so much for that. That is something I never thought about. So very cool.
You're welcome. Love your program.
Thank you, Nancy, for calling. Let's go to Jerry in Citrus County. Good morning, Jerry.
Oh, good morning, Teresa. I have a question on your prior guest there with the trillion trees. She seemed to indicate to me that their technology today and her reference to the British Columbia school, the trees, if you plant them like the pattern, whatever you said, they would grow twice as fast. What is that? How do you grow them that way?
Well, so I don't know about the method that she described. This is new to me. I'm going to go home and look, you know, look it up. But
you're going to post it on your.
I will.
Better Lawns and Gardens.
I will. I will post it on our Facebook page today. Okay, Jerry, and I'm going
to
find out more about it.
I'd like to know that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a method of just planting them when they're very small. Okay, you know, and then planting them close together. And so ecosystems and trees, they have successions. And so first you get the shrubs growing up, and then you get the little smaller understory trees growing up, and then the canopy trees start. Well, I got from Eva's, you know, talking about it, is that you plant them all together and let the best man win, and they establish faster.
Oh, it's a natural selection you're using, like the Forest Service, I think, uses too when they market their trees.
Yeah, and so whichever ones they're getting all the same amount of water, and I guess they'll fertilize them the same, and let Mother Nature, you know, say, okay, this is, you know, which ones will work, and so I'm very interested in that, and I'm gonna look that up, and I will post it on Facebook today.
Yeah, because here in the county, because they're growing quite a bit in population. Every tree is getting cut down, it seems. The new people that come in don't seem to know what trees are or like trees. And they cut them down, and I see huge trees go by and haulers on the thing. So I'm going to plant more trees, and if they can grow faster.
That would be wonderful, Jerry. I'm so glad that you're getting that. So that's important. So let me post that, and I'll talk about it next week a little bit more, too, as well.
Yeah, you'll have it posted by the end of the day or something?
I will have it posted by the end of the day.
Oh, great, Teresa. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I had trouble. I had trouble with the bats, too. They get too friendly.
Are you tall, Jerry?
they seem to get in everywhere. They even get in my house once in a while.
Oh, my goodness.
If there's any bugs in the house, they eat them.
That's good. That's the important part. That's why they're beneficial.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Teresa, very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you so much, Jerry, for calling. Yeah, I will find out about that method because I find that fascinating to plant all these in groups together, clustered together, and see, then they start the forest and all the different niches.
Yep. And Jerry used my favorite word of my entire life.
What?
Natural selection. That's my motto.
Do you watch the Darwin Awards? That natural selection there. That's funny. Okay. So Edwin in DeBary says he needs to plant mid-high shade tree and he needs recommendations. Okay. So a mid-high shade tree, there's several that I love. One of them is the Schumard oak. Schumard oak does very nicely as a shade tree. It doesn't get as wide as the live oak. And it doesn't get as tall. And so it's a really nice one. That and the elm trees are really nice. Elm trees and sweet gum trees all provide wonderful, mid-high canopies. So all of those are great ideas. Edwin, thank you so much for texting. And we'd love to hear your text messages. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. Or text 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. It's time to start getting your flower and vegetable gardens off to a great start with Black Cow. Prepare new plant beds with a 1.5-inch layer of Black Cow in the area and then mix it in with the soil 6 inches deep. Black Cow is organic. Pick up the bright yellow bag and get growing.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
World-class plant experts, beautiful flowers and foliage, a kid's zone, juried artists and crafters, free admission. Sounds pretty good, right? If you agree, then you won't want to miss the 61st Annual Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, April 29th and 30th at Kidland Nelson Park. Check out the incredible flowers and foliage, talk to plant doctors, and learn more about conservation. Plus, over 75 award-winning artists and crafters. Visit apopkaartandfoliagefestival.org.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro zero-turn mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that takes the ache out of acreage, massive rear-drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable Iron Forge cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro. Count on it. Visit Toro.com/zero turn to find yours.
Before we left the hospital, my daughter received her newborn hearing screening. It only took a couple of minutes, and it was a painless test.
When our son was born, the doctors tested his heart and found out his blood oxygen levels were low. As a dad, nothing is more important than your child's health.
It was that initial screening that led to her early identification of hearing loss.
And as a result, we found out about our baby's rare condition, which allowed us to review treatment options quickly.
Go to FloridaNewbornScreening.com to learn more.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit Year-Round Spray Oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Ah, what a day to be a Florida tomato. Sunny, warm. Ooh, and expected afternoon showers. I am feeling so vine. You say tomato, I say, what the? Ah!
Florida tomatoes. They're ripe for the picking. So look for fresh from Florida tomatoes where you shop and support our state. See more seasonal produce at followfreshfromflorida.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we have time for your phone call in this first hour, 1-888-455-2967, and or if you can text 23680. And let's go to Austin in Apopka, his text message. He's a big fan of the show. Thank you so much, Austin. We love our listeners out there. And he says that so many of the construction workers that he hangs around listens to the show, too. So a big shout out, Lizzie, to our blue-collar guys.
That's right. We love our blue-collar workers because, man, you guys make the America go round. So thank you for all your hard work.
I love that. So Austin says, what are your thoughts on planting a lawn of clover? And I'm going to tell you, Austin, I think it should be done more. I think there's so many benefits to growing clover in the landscape, such as it's low maintenance, doesn't need a lot of water. You can, you know, spread the seeds in your lawn and just have them pop up. But it adds nutrition to the soil. It also is very pet friendly. It takes dog urine very good. And so it's just, I like it. Now, the downsides are that it looks like you have weeds in your yard, even though I love them. And it is, you know, pollinator and bee friendly. It will attract those. But you just want to make sure that you don't fertilize it. It doesn't need it. And so if you're planting it in your yard and you want to fertilize your yard, then, you know, you may have a little bit of issues because it's just, again, very low maintenance. So I will post that today, too, as well. I'm marking that down, lawn of clover, because I did Southern Living Magazine just asked me for an opinion. So I will post that, listing all the benefits and the pros of planting a lawn of clover.
I'm thinking about that because I need to send you a picture, but just a description. So I have like this, looks like a water feeder tin that I planted my flowers in. Now, before I planted that big water trough full, we did like two or three bucket loads of dirt to raise it up, okay, to try to keep the dogs out of it. So then that's placed on top the trough, and then we filled it with soil and then planted the plants. I don't know what to plant on the base where all that dirt is. I was thinking mint, but then I'm like, I want something like that ground cover. So would clovers work there?
It could. So I would have to see it. I'm trying to visualize it. Is it on a slope or how above the ground is your trough?
It's probably about, let's see, I'm 4 foot, and it comes up to my chest. So probably about 3 foot, 2.5 foot of nothing but dirt on the ground, like leading up like a mound.
So here in Florida, and I will post this too as well, there's certain types of clover that do better than others. And so I don't have them right off the tip of my tongue here, but I will, like I said, post it on Facebook with the article. And so you're not going to find it in a kind of like sod form. You're going to have to plant seeds, and in that respect, it may get weeds in it before you get the clover coming up in it.
Okay.
Okay, so what I would do is probably grow a couple of pots of clover so that you can kind of control the weeds, and then plant the pots, take it out of the pot and put it around. Make your own sod.
Oh, okay.
And that will work a little bit easier for that area.
Okay.
So it's not something that you can find here in Florida. You do have to plant the seeds, but you can create your own little sod area.
All right. I appreciate it. Good suggestion. Thanks, Austin, for that, because that helped me too.
Okay. Yeah, that would be too. And so, good morning. I got a great text message, and they are very embarrassed because they didn't give me their name or their city. And so I can't shame them. But they said, I overwatered my St. Augustine sod. Will it ever come back? And I don't know. I don't know how far gone it is. With fungus and disease issues that you get from overwatering, it should come back, but it may take a year or so to do it. I mean, you'll get sprigs here and there. And so I don't know. You could send a picture to betterlawns.com and let me see it, and I can give you better advice. But I would just, hold back on the water. St. Augustine lawns only need a half an inch to 3/4 inch each time you apply it. So that's, you can only apply it twice a week. And so that would mean that you get about an inch of water. It's all it needs. Now, that means that you're not over fertilizing, because the more you fertilize. Oh, I love that, Lizzie. Okay. And so if you're over fertilizing, it's going to need more water. So the best thing to do with St. Augustine and your zoysia grass is 3/4 inch of water a week. And that's all it needs. You want to push those roots down deeper. And if you're watering often or longer or more than the grass actually needs, you're never going to push those roots down. And you're actually making the turf more dependent on the water. It's going to need it. And when you stop giving it to it, then it's going to decline, and you're going to see that decline.
All right. Now, DIY, refresh our memory on how to make sure that we get 3/4 inch of water and make sure we're not overwatering.
Thank you for asking. And so what you want to do is get tuna fish, dog food, cat food cans, and in the can, you want to mark 3/4 inch. You take about 10 cans, put them out in one zone, space them out so that they're even, and you time how long it takes to fill that can up to 3/4 inch, and that's how long you water. Now, here's what you're going to find in most general irrigation systems. You're going to find one can fills up to 2 inches very quickly. The other can has nothing in it, and then you have one can that you're watching that fills up to 3/4 inch. So that means you have an inefficient irrigation system. You want all of the cans to fill up to 3/4 inch at the same time, and that means making sure that your irrigation system is calibrated correctly, that they're spaced correctly, and everything is getting the same amount of water. Because if you're seeing where areas are dying because they're not getting irrigation, but other areas are doing well, it doesn't matter if you turn it on longer. Those areas are still not going to get water. So you want to make sure you have a, balanced coverage. Distribution uniformity is the technical term. Distribution uniformity means that every spot in your yard gets the same amount of water, and that means you have the correct spacing. All the heads are the same. You don't want to have rotors and sprayers in the same bed. You want them all to be uniform. So you want to have even uniformity in your irrigation, and that's important. So I'm hoping your St. Augustine grass will come back. Only water it twice a week, and just make sure that you're not putting on too much. More is not better, and then you will see if it comes back or not. Some areas may not. Go ahead and just cut those areas out, put some sod or plugs in, and you'll be set to go for summertime. So I appreciate your honesty in saying in text messages, we never yell here. We never shame. We never embarrass. Every question is good. And we just love to hear from you. You know, and mistakes happen.
Right. And there are no dumb questions. And here's one I'm fixing to tell you. We owned a lawn business for 9 years, so I should know something. But I did not know until we had an irrigation system put in about 3 months ago that you can actually twist the knob at the top to adjust whether it's a mist blowing out or a solid stream.
Yes.
Didn't know. Had a business for how many years? Didn't have a clue. But I didn't do that side of it. I always did the billing. And
right. But I mean, it's important to understand that. And that's why, you know, you want to have somebody who is certified in irrigation to help out. And so many times we have inefficient irrigation systems. We don't know until we get a high water bill, finding out that there's a leak. Mm-hmm. It's something that should be checked once a month, because lawnmowers hit the irrigation sprayers. They knock it off. And, you know, we just know from science.
Yes.
That asphalt doesn't grow better when it's watered, okay? And so you want to make sure that your sidewalks are not getting wet, that your house isn't getting wet.
Yes.
You want to keep your foundation dry. So the ground is the only thing that should be getting water. And, you know, April is Water Conservation Month. It's a good month to go out and learn your irrigation system.
Yes,
and
I agree.
It will save you money.
You'll be amazed. I'm telling you. Like I said, there's no dumb question, especially for me of all people. I should have known it, but no, didn't.
And so we are going to come back. We have a good friend joining us in the next hour, Randy Schultz. And he is going to tell us, I know if you're new to Florida, you're going to want to hear this, that how to prevent mosquitoes, not battle them, you know, how to prevent mosquitoes.
Oh, okay.
And that's going to be important. And we're going to be taking your gardening questions and your text messages. So you can call in at 1-888-455-2967. Mark that down. Or you can text at 236-80. I'm going to be out at the City of Sanford Lowe's today. Come by and see me. I'll be there from 9:30 to 1. And it is WaterWise month, and we're going to have the WaterWise event. And I will help you if you bring photos of your landscape.
Yeah, print it out and bring it to her.
Bring it out, yeah. And I'll help you design your landscape and even help you select some plants for containers or your yard. I would love to do that. It helps because then I don't spend the money, and Tony loves that. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
About losing your Medicaid benefits once the public health emergency ends? Don't panic. Affordable options are available through the Federal Health Insurance Marketplace. You don't have to try to figure this out on your own. There are certified health insurance navigators available to help you and your family find the right coverage. There's no obligation and it's free. Visit coveringflorida.org and secure your health coverage today. That's coveringflorida.org or call 877-813-9115.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.